This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy, are you blessed?
I am blessed. Yay.
I'm looking forward to coming out your way today, late in the afternoon, possibly, or tomorrow and the next day. You know, I had had an interesting thing happen to me. I got under the, as you know, we have a lift that can put a vehicle up in the air here at the farm. And I was underneath our truck. We have a 2004 Chevy standard length bed pickup truck, standard cabs, 8-foot bed. I was under there and I was looking at the, just looking at the rust, and I'm like, smoke is coming out of my ears. I'm so angry with, you know, the way GM failed to prepare this truck. Yeah. So I'm looking at the rust, and I'm thinking, boy, the rocker panels are rusting, the bed box is rusting over the wheels, and you know, they what they did was they took out the fender liners. They improved the weight of the truck by taking out the plastic fender liners that prevented rust from occurring quickly on the wheel wells, and then they put the brake lines where they could get, and the fuel lines, these metal steel fuel lines, where they could get rusted, and so they're rusting through. And I looked on the internet, and sure enough, General Motors was adept enough to avoid a massive recall because of the rusting brake lines. And what happens is these lines will just rust through, and if you have a panic stop and you hit the brake quickly, you apply extra pressure within these brake lines of the hydraulic brake fluid, and they leak, and you can have a brake failure, and you can crash. And so there's thousands and thousands and thousands of these vehicles on the road with rusted brake lines. So I saw this, and to do a preventive procedure, my son and I replaced, the rusted brake line. And I had to do that before I could drive to Springfield to come see you. So the car's been on the lift, or the truck has been on the lift for several days, because there's another problem, and that is getting people who are knowledgeable in the auto parts business to be able to sell you the right parts with the right fittings to replace something as common as a Chevrolet truck brake line. So, I'm looking forward. I think I've got it fixed, and I'm going to test it and swing out your way today, tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to participating in that experience with the Scalar study. So I just want to let you know. That's
wonderful. I'm here.
So, yeah. I'll just, what time do you close, Dr. Shealy?
Well, pretty much at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, 5 o'clock. Very good. I got an email from you, Dr. Shealy, that was absolutely alarming, and it was titled First Draft. And the title of your post says, and it, class, this is absolutely alarming. Residents spend more time on computer than with patients. Would you like to share with us what that's all about?
Well, you know, Vince, it's part of the sense that is going on with dumb phones and everything else. As you know, it's been mandated that I keep hearing other things going on. That happened last week, too. Are you with me, Vince?
Yes, I'm with you. I don't hear them at my end, Dr. Schubert.
Okay. At any rate, we are. If you're in the system, you are forced to computerize your records. So just as with dumb phones, doctors, not just residents, this is just the first study with residents, but they spend all their time trying to get the stuff on the computer instead of talking to the patient. So it totally, it's the most antisocial thing that's ever been invented, in my opinion, is to be typing on a computer when you're trying to be talking to someone, whether it's a phone or anything else. It's ridiculous, but it's what happens. And, of course, the system, blank, 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 blank system, allows a physician 7 minutes with a patient. Now, since the beginning of my career as a physician, with a new patient, I need an hour. And with a permanent patient, I need 30 minutes. And I don't spend any of that time on a computer. I make handwritten notes, which I can interpret and dictate anytime I wish.
Yeah. And I can tell you, Dr. Shealy, that I have had firsthand experience watching a medical practitioner who was filling in for a doctor. This would be a nurse practitioner. Look at the patient, ask the patient questions, and then type into WebMD questions to try to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Many times. Now I can understand that, and I've also seen a medical doctor in Virginia wear his white lab coat and talk to the patient, and then pull out this little pocket medical dictionary, maybe, or medical encyclopedia. Ask the patient questions, and then flip to the correct page that he wanted, and then make the diagnosis based on what he just read. I'm very serious.
I know you are. I'm only laughing at the fact that not infrequently I do have to look up what bizarre drug a person is taking so I can know just how much of their symptoms are due to complications from the drugs.
That is absolutely understandable because there are so many new drugs and there's so many complications with the interactions, absolutely. But I'm talking about, a patient saying, I have these symptoms, I've got this itchy stuff, I've got these little bumps on my skin, and I'm really itchy, and then the medical doctor looks that up. I remember my dad had a medical doctor in Virginia. He was about 80 plus years old. And he had in his office he must have had this office for 30 plus years. And his desk was at the end of the hall. And he could see the waiting room from his desk. And what he would do is when the patient was called in, he would watch the patient from his chair at his desk walk down the hallway. And those 30 seconds of travel time from the waiting room in this, well-lit hallway was part of his diagnosis or his procedure for a diagnosis to tell some of the symptoms that the patient had without the patient saying a word.
Right. Well, of course, that's good physical diagnosis.
But is that done today? No. Because the patient is brought into the room prior to the doctor ever seeing the patient for those 7 minutes, and the patient is already seated, and the doctor doesn't get a chance to see that motion, the arms, the legs, the tilt of the head, the gait, and those things.
Right, right. Well, even when I've seen that, I sometimes take the patient over to the door and have him walk all the way down the hall and back to get a more accurate picture, because that is part of complete diagnosis.
Dr. Shealy, I would venture an educated guess that happens very, very infrequently.
I know.
Maybe at the most 5 to 10% of the time. And class, you know, as you're listening to this, you know, think about the last time, the last 10 times that you've been to the doctor. I'd be willing to suggest that you haven't gone for a walk with your doctor, or he hasn't seen you walk, unless there are special circumstances.
Well,
so Dr. Shuley, go ahead.
Well, you know, again, even when I was in medical school, my professor of medicine, I remember once, have said, I am amazed at people who have ears and hear not and eyes and see not. And, I mean, that was 60-plus years ago. So you do have to look. You have to feel. And interestingly, you know, one of the things that I do more often than any doctor I know is have them lie on their tummy to feel the sacrum, because about 15 to 20% of the patients who come in to see me have a rotated sacrum. And no other MD that I know of even knows what that means.
Well, would you share with us in our class what that means to have a rotated sacrum?
It is called a sacral shear. Now, it is an osteopathic diagnosis, and I learned it 35 years ago because I had one. And once you've had one, you know, I had to find out about it, and I now treat it. It's very easy to treat, but I'm sure a couple of hundred people who've been seen by multiple chiropractors who don't know how to make the diagnosis. And the only people who make the diagnosis that I know of other than me are osteopathic physicians, DOs, who still do OMT or osteopathic manipulative therapy. And that's not more than 5 or 10% of DOs.
Dr. Shuley, when looking for a doctor, what would you recommend a person pay attention to? So a person wants to find a new doctor. What do they look at? Do they call friends? What do we do? I mean, if we're not in the Springfield Village, because we know what to do.
In my opinion, there are two things you can do. First of all, look on the Internet and see holistic physicians in your general area. You know, if you're in a big city, you just do that, or, you know, your general area of the state. Otherwise, you can have a phone or even Skype consultation with me. And I do that. Mm-hmm. I've got one coming up very soon in London.
Let me see if I've got this right. You have a patient coming up in London, and you're going to be able to meet with that patient via Skype?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So when we come back, would you tell us how we would arrange that to have that type of a consultation with you? Because our listeners to this broadcast are worldwide, and our instructors are worldwide. So I think that's great. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shuley. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Chiu is with us. He's with us on Wednesdays. Two hours, every Wednesday. And we broadcast live from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you would like to talk with Dr. Shealy right here at USA Prepares, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you, there's a listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. That's up 24/7. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned Skype, and we have students in our class and instructors in our class worldwide. If one wants to have a consultation with you via telephone or via Skype, what would that person do?
Well, they have to schedule it so we could work it into, especially, you know, because of time zone changes, so we can work it into my schedule. In general, most of my new patient schedules are done on Monday or Tuesday, but occasionally I can do Wednesday or Friday. And they have to get in touch with my office. Now, if they don't want to do that by phone, they could just send me an email and we could do work it out that way, norm@normshealy.com. Or if they want to talk to my secretary and work around the schedule that way, it's 1-417-355-2551.
Okay, class, let me repeat that. So if you'd like to contact Dr. Shealy via email, that's norm@normshealy.com, norm@normshealy.com. www.jeffcook.com. And the telephone number for his office during normal business hours, 417-355-2551. And that's in Springfield,
Missouri. So 55221. I always get it wrong. 5221.
5221. Okay, so that's 417-355-5221. Repeat, 417-355-5221. Okay, that's great, Dr. Shuley. So just as simple as an email to Dr. Shuley or call his office and schedule an appointment. And he said that Mondays and Tuesdays are typically the best days for new patients, and possibly you could be worked in on a Wednesday. So there you have it. That's Dr. Norman Shuley. Dr. Shuley, I received a very interesting email from one of our instructors. His name is Bruce Kay. He's been on the air with us, and he's an electrical engineer. He's got some patents, and he's a really bright, bright guy. I like him a lot. And he said that he sent me this email, and it said, three words you must remember. Three words you must remember. And I'll tell you what those words are. And I think he's absolutely right. And those words are life reverses entropy. And, class, if you want to think about entropy, what you can do is leave your dog at home for a couple of days alone. When you come back, you might find the sofa has a couple holes in it. The stuffing is spread all around. He might find a couple rolls of toilet paper and shred them, right? He might go looking for things because he, you know, where's mom, where's dad, where'd everybody go? So that kind of indicates what entropy is, going toward, away from organization and going toward chaos. And so this article says that life reverses entropy. Entropy is a physics term which, with sometimes complex definitions, it's the nature of all inanimate things, rocks, water, air, and so on. These all wind down and wear out eventually. Given enough millennia, the winds and the rains will wear down the mountains. Given a few billion years, the sun itself will wear out and collapse, ending our winds and rains with it. Entropy breaks up concentrations of things. It spreads them out until they are dispersed and everything is a huge, neutral, homogeneous mass, a useless mass. All inanimate things eventually wind down and wear out by themselves. They remain tied to entropy. Living things, on the other hand, reverse entropy. A fruit tree, for example, takes gases from the atmosphere, light from the sun, minerals from the water, and then it organizes them, concentrates them, harmonizes them, and produces apples, oranges, etc. Can we talk about that when we come back, Dr. Shuley?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sheila and I are talking about entropy. And I mentioned from this article, and I'll try to post this article on the website, USA Prepares, sometime during the show. A fruit tree, for example, takes in gases from our atmosphere, light from the sun, minerals, and water from the ground. Then it organizes, concentrates, and harmonizes them and produces apples and oranges, etc. The same can be said for all living things. All of them take material from entropic, inanimate world and concentrate it, making it useful. This is what life does. Life itself, whatever it may be, is recognized by reversing entropy. Mere matter does not organize itself. Life, on the other hand, continues itself by concentrating, organizing, and productively using mere matter. Plants and animals reverse entropy very effectively. Each, however, is able to reverse entropy in certain ways, but not others. Mankind is the great exception. We can reverse entropy willfully. We choose how we will reverse entropy, and we choose more and newer ways, seemingly without end. Or we can evade such choices. And back to those three words, life reverses entropy. Dr. Shuley, that all being said, would you say that killing humans willfully would be a sin?
You know, interestingly, my guide, as you know, I have this angelic guide I talk to, has told me many, many years ago the only sin in the eyes of the universe is murder. And so I have to say I do consider, and I consider the death penalty murder by, you know, whoever does it, and I don't believe in it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I agree with you. And, of course, that lends to euthanasia. That lends to suicide. Mercy killing. Execution by the state. People saying execution by war. I feel very strongly about that. I think it's absolutely wrong to command some young people with the threat of imprisonment being put in the brig that if they don't execute those other people on the other team in conflict and war, that...
You know, I have to say that I honestly believe that there is a time when we have to go to war, and yet I don't think I personally could go out and shoot people.
Well, if we are attacked, legitimately attacked, not a false flag, but if we are legitimately attacked,
right?
I see the right answer being defend ourselves to victory, to pummeling the enemy that attacked us to the point where they won't do it again. I see that, and I agree
right.
with that. And, you know, if my family's attacked, I'm going to respond that way.
And that's why I have a gun, a couple of guns.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dr. Shuley, we are in total agreement that life is precious, and we're the only ones around, we living things, the only ones around that can take matter and improve on it. I remember being in the field when I first bought six cows a couple decades ago, and we bought six cows, and the man who brought them to our farm in Virginia said, you know, it's really nice and peaceful watching cows. He said, I love to watch cows just out there in the field, watching them eat, because they can take grass. They can take grass that's pretty much useless to most life, and they can turn it into something very useful. And that's what we do. We take things that are not useful without combination and make them useful. But also, when we neglect the things that we've built, entropy is the result. Decay is the result. And if you look at pretty much all of the Olympic infrastructure that was built for all of these Olympic events that lay in ruins throughout the world, it just shows that nature is reclaiming what man did because we didn't protect and preserve and maintain the infrastructure that we built. So I guess the point is we need to pay attention to what we're doing, be careful with what we build, be careful how we maintain those things that are important to us, and maintain life, and protect and preserve and defend life.
Well, you know, I honestly, you know, that fits into my basic philosophy, Ben. There is only one purpose from a spiritual point of view in being here, and that is to help others, period. And that means helping people live better. Mm-hmm. And now I want people to understand, when I say that, I think the man who people who put down the carpet in this office are just as important as I am in helping others. In other words, any constructive work is helping other people.
Interesting, interesting that you say that. I feel exactly the same way. And we have engineers who work with us at Genesis Communications Network and other networks. And we have, you know, the top brass, and we have those of us who are on the front lines. And I want to make sure that our engineers realize that I believe that this broadcast is all of us side by side. For example, without our engineering, without the guys in the that maintain the computers, the guys that maintain the electronics infrastructure, without the engineer that's with us right now, John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Without us, without you, Dr. Shealy, well, we would have nothing.
Exactly.
But it's to me, it's not a hierarchy. To me, it is, we're all side by side trying to accomplish the same thing.
Right.
So, you know, if Dr. Shealy doesn't do his best, if I don't do my best, and if John, our engineer, doesn't do his best, the entire broadcast suffers. And when I talk to our engineers, I thank them. Not every day. Well, yeah, actually, I do thank them every day. But once in a while, I will say, I really appreciate being side by side with you. I really do. And I mean it that way. And, class, I think if we look at life that way, I think it might be a little better for most of us. As you said, the man who puts down the carpet, the people who clean the offices, the people who design the infrastructure of the offices, I look at them all with the same import. I really
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes no sense. You know, let's face it, you are far more self-sufficient than anyone that I know personally. I think the Amish, some of the Amish might be more so than you. But even you depend upon others for a bunch of things, including making your guns. You don't make your own gun.
Yeah, yeah. We have the equipment to do it, but boy, it's hard.
Yeah,
it really is.
my.
Yes. Dr. Shealy, I'm holding in my hand a 1,000 milligram caplet of vitamin C. And I've heard you many times talking about vitamin C and how important it is. Is there an amount of vitamin C that one might take that would be too much? And would it be dangerous? So, for example, if I were to take one of these per meal three times a day, would I be doing harm to myself if I don't have any upset stomach or diarrhea?
No, not at all. Most adults will tolerate up to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C without problems. Now, some people will have it earlier than that. And, of course, Linus Pauling supposedly took 25 grams a day. He must have had a stainless steel gut because I can't go much above 5 grams or 5,000 milligrams a day without getting diarrhea. The other thing that's important when you take an increase of vitamin C above 100 milligrams a day, however, you need increased amounts of B6. And that's an important correlation because a very small percentage of people, maybe 1 in 200 or 300, will develop oxalate kidney stones if they take a larger dose of vitamin C without the increased B6.
Okay, and how much B6 would you recommend?
25 milligrams.
Okay, so one of these supplements that contains, 50 milligrams of B1, 50 milligrams of B2, 50 milligrams of B6, and 500 milligrams of B12. Take that one of those along with three.
Yes, absolutely.
Vitamin C, what's that? Okay. Now, so do you take the vitamin B6 with?
At the same time.
Okay.
Now, remember, the so-called minimum daily requirement was 60 milligrams. Now, in my opinion, that has been exceeded for over 40 years because of pollution. There was a study done in the late 70s that showed that the optimal healthy range was at least 1,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. If it was 1,000 milligrams in the 70s, it's probably 2,000 milligrams today for optimal. I think all nutrients are 10 or more times what they were when those standards of minimum daily requirement or whatever were done 70 or 80 years ago.
And because of the toxicity that's around us, the light pollution, the air pollution, the water pollution, the chemicals in our food, all
exactly.
That combined, is it? Okay.
All combined.
Dr. Sheely and I'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And if you'd like to get the same newsletters that I get multiple times per week, absolutely free, just go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and you can sign up. Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at a post at thedailymail.co.uk. The title of the post is, "The Modern World is Making Us Ill. How Our Senses Have Evolved is at Odds with the Demands of Daily Life." Primates' taste for sugar is one of the main reasons for the obesity epidemic. Indoor lifestyle and high computer use has created problems for our eyes. Polluted cities disrupt our sense of smell, and we no longer have to hunt for food, so we are becoming lazier and fatter. That's what this post headlines tells us. That is nothing different from what you've been saying for years, Dr. Shealy. As long as I've known you, you've been saying these things.
Well, I think we can truthfully say that, in my opinion, the beginning of badness was 1932, the year I was born, the height of the Depression. And the reason I call that the beginning of the badness, that was the beginning of the welfare state. That wasn't that bad in 1932. But the leftistas have constantly increased that for now, 80-some-odd years, in order to make people more and more and more and more dependent upon government and decrease their self-sufficiency, their independence, their personal responsibility. And when you decrease someone's personal responsibility, you decrease life.
This article goes on to say, gadgets, energy production, and processed foods are confusing our senses. As a result, people need glasses. There is an obesity epidemic, and pollution is stifling our sense of smell. And it goes on, well, if you think about that, if you think about how dependent we are on these little gadgets, and if you think about the focal distance from our eye to the screen, we are focused near too often, too much time. Our eyes are focused closely, and we are losing our long-distance vision. And we really, we weren't made to look at screens like this. We haven't evolved to that point yet, and it's damaging our eyes. And that's contained in many, many articles that I've read. Would you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Unequivocally. Unequivocally. It's just remarkable. And, you know, it's been going on, again, since the beginning of technology.
My dad used to say to me when I was reading a book when I was very young, he would say, this is how you hold the book. This is about the right distance from your eyes. The light should be over your left shoulder so that you don't have shadows on the page. And then every few minutes, look away from the page. Focus on something far away for several seconds, and then go back to reading for a few minutes, and then focus on something far away, and you will preserve the vision that you have for a longer time.
I think your father and I are of the same generation.
I like
my light over my left shoulder. And I don't like to, you know, be buried for an hour in a page without looking up, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Right. And then this post goes on to say, sweets are available all the time, which is causing an obesity epidemic. Synthetic lighting means we're not able to develop such sharp vision. Looking at screens means we do not develop long distance vision. And polluted cities disrupts our sense of smell. Put that all together and we've got what we've got. We've done it to ourselves, but we don't have to put up with all of it. We can fix some of it. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements right here on USAPrepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.